Hello and welcome to the Shine With Sophie podcast. I am your host, mindset and life purpose coach, EFT tapping, NLP and time techniques practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, the founder of the Shine With Sophie community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind, elevate your vibration, guide you to unlocking your true power and authenticity, connect you with your soul, and bring you the teachings, tools, and support to help you create a life and business in true alignment with who you are. Thank you for being here. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello everyone and welcome to this episode of the Shine With Sophie podcast. I'm so excited that you have clicked this episode. Another short, sweet burst of value with yours truly. I am going to be tapping into this topic of three ways to build consistent self-devotion and healthy habits up and why. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I did explain my kind of new plan for the podcast, and I'm going to be bringing short bursts of value solo episodes to you, as well as different embodiment practices, guest episodes, and the rapid fire episodes too. Okay, so this episode is obviously going to be a short, sweet burst of inspiration and value to you from myself, from my heart, from my soul. So get excited, maybe get a journal, get your phone up if you want to write some notes, or take any notes that comes through in this episode. So this specific topic of self-devotion and building consistent habits up is inspired by a new offer and a new creation that I have got for you guys, that I am bringing to the podcast fam. I shared into my Facebook community and my workshop last week, and now I'm bringing it to you before it's out into the world, and I'm going to share a little bit more about that at the end of this episode. So if you want to learn more about that, then keep listening. Before we get to that, let's just dive into this episode and unpack these three ways to build consistent self-devotion and habits, right? But before we get into that, I really want to look at the importance of self-devotion and healthy habits, okay? So you've probably clicked this episode maybe to get a bit of inspiration, or maybe to learn. Maybe you are struggling to be consistent with your healthy habits. Maybe you're struggling to commit to yourself more than you want to, more than you need to at this present time. And there may be all kinds of reasons for that, and that is absolutely fine. But know that you've clicked this episode for a reason, and just take a deep breath and take what you need from this episode. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't, all that jazz. But before we get into it, I really want to just highlight the importance of self-devotion and healthy habits, okay? Because I didn't always have this self-devotion to myself. I didn't always commit to myself every single day and have these healthy habits that I have in place now. Like, that wasn't my reality a few years ago. However, since committing to them, that's when everything within me and my life has really started to shift and change for the better. But the thing is that we have been taught to get up and go, hustle, neglect ourselves, put others first, and that's just been the conditioning and the way of living that we've been brought up. You know, like I was always that person to just get up last minute and jump out of bed and go to work, and not really like align my energy, align my mindset, align like the vibe that I want to be in. And I just jumped right into my day with noise within me, noise around me, and just neglected myself. Didn't really have that connection to myself. And I really want to ask you, maybe you are committing to yourself, maybe you do practice healthy habits, maybe it's just inconsistent, or maybe you're struggling to find what works best for you, or maybe you're overwhelming yourself with what you need to do or what you should do, and it's just kind of spiraling you into not committing to yourself. Or maybe there's that limiting belief of you need to put others first, or you're not worthy of committing to yourself, all right? But the thing is, like, do you feel good? Like, is this serving you? Is it serving you to hustle, to get up and just go, to neglect yourself, to put others first? Like, is it genuinely making you feel good within yourself and making you show up the way that you want to show up within your relationships, within your work, within your career, within your life? I think there's just like a huge, huge stigma around self-care and committing to yourself and meditating and doing all these different practices. Like, there's a huge stigma of like, oh no, I'm not doing that. Or that other stigma of like aesthetically pleasing life. The people with that aesthetically pleasing life, that's just what they do. I'm sure if you're listening to this episode, like, you do not fall under those criterias, maybe anymore. But the thing is, we may be subconsciously holding ourselves back to committing to ourselves because of the stigma, because of these stigmas, because of the fear of judgment from others and the fear that they may not accept us and project their fears onto us, on why we are meditating every day, why we're choosing ourselves every day, why we're going to different yoga classes, or whatever it is, whatever self-devotion looks like for you. You may be holding yourself back because you may not feel worthy of committing this time to yourself. We're going to tap deeper into that. Worthy because we've not been brought up. The majority of this society, this day and age, we haven't been brought up to really prioritize ourselves and put ourselves first and to reconnect with ourselves on a daily basis. Like, we've never been taught. I have personally never been taught that, and I'm sure maybe you haven't either. And if you have, that's fucking amazing. And I'm also so, so grateful that we get to together be the change, you know? Like, we get to be the ones to break these stigmas. We get to be the people that get to be like, look at what happens when you do prioritize yourself, when you do connect with yourself, when you do come inwards every single day and devote intentional time to yourself. Because my, like, first-hand experience, like, say with my mum, like, she is the biggest, I love her to bits, and she will do anything for you. Like, she will just always put everyone before her and neglect her own needs and neglect herself, which just spirals her into so much unhappiness and unfulfillment within our life. And it's sad because all it really takes is starting to devote more time to yourself, like intentional time to yourself. And that's what's really shifted a lot of things within me, and the self-trust I feel, the self-connection I feel, the love I feel within myself to consistently devote time to myself. And that's why I really wanted to bring this episode, to stress the ways that you can build this consistent self-devotion, because it has the power and potential to transform the way that you feel within yourself, the way you show up within your life, in your relationships, in your business, what you attract into your life, the beliefs you hold, the mindset you hold, the energy you hold. Like, it is like a major, major pillar of living a life that truly, truly fulfills you. It's hard. Like, when people pleasing and putting others before you is quote unquote a normal behavior and trait of today's society, and also having that, like, projected belief that, oh, I don't have time, and those excuses. So I'm gonna unpack these three ways that we can build it if you are maybe struggling to be consistent with your self-devotion and prioritizing yourself and your healthy habits, so that you can reconnect with yourself and quiet your mind and release anxiety and the stress and the worry and all these major disempowering emotions that are strongly felt in today's age, and why this self-devotion piece of the puzzle is what is going to support and serve us in every way. And it's what we all need, and it's what I want us as a collective to start rippling out into the world, and to show people what 10 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, committing to yourself, devoting to yourself, can actually shift within your life, so that we can start to create this way of being within the world, you know, this simple way of being, of self-devotion every single day, and see the impacts it has on every single one of us that devotes that time to ourselves. And think of that ripple effect, think of what will change within every single one of our energies and mindsets and lives and relationships and careers and everything like that, all because of this simple act of self-devotion. The reason I use the word self-devotion, it just means like devoting that time to yourself, yeah, and to your healthy habits and to reconnecting to yourself. But I love the word devotion because it feels good in my body personally. And instead of it being like self-discipline and being disciplined to work on yourself and be disciplined to show up for yourself, it's a consistent self-devotion to yourself, taking 10 minutes to come into yourself. And it, I don't know, it makes it feel a bit easier within me and my body, and safer to take that time, you know? So I just want to highlight why I use the word self-devotion. But number one, the way I build consistent self-devotion and healthy habits within my life is I started small. Right? And I still do. If I'm struggling, if I've kind of fallen off a little, I just start small. Don't jump right in and be like, okay, 30 minutes of an intense workout, and then 20 minute meditation, and a 20 minute EFT tapping, and overwhelm myself. At the very beginning of my journey, of personal growth journey, of my healing journey, when all these different modalities and healthy habits and way of being and living found me, where I did start meditating and I did start journaling and I did start doing yoga and just spending more time with myself and devoting more self time, self-care time, self-alone time, solo time, we'll call it solo time, to myself, to coming into myself and connecting with myself and just breathing. All I did was journal 3 gratitudes every day and 3 affirmations every day and maybe a little meditation. Just a small, short meditation. That's how I started. I didn't jump right into the deep end. I started small and I started journaling 3 little gratitudes every day. Today I am grateful for. And I wrote down 3 gratitudes. And honestly, that practice was the propelled me into where I now am, and I still do it to this day. It's a practice that supports me so well. I now do it at the end of each day as well. And yeah, that's how I started devoting more time to myself. If you feel overwhelmed with prioritizing yourself and committing to your healthy habits or whatever it is, I want you just to start small, or just do it small, in small pieces. Even that's what I do still to this day. It's like, right, okay, I will do a 10 minute meditation and a 10 minute Pilates workout. There's 20 minutes to release any stress, release any worry, get into the right energy and feel good within my body before I start the day. And then maybe in the afternoon or later that evening, I will do another meditation, or I'll do an EFT tapping, or I will go a walk with a podcast. There's so many ways that you can do it in little small chunks that isn't overwhelming and it doesn't spiral you to not take that action. So what I want you to do every single day, every morning, before you get up out of your bed, you're in your bed, you're sitting in your bed, take a deep breath, inhale and then exhale, and just ask yourself, what is my mind, my body, and my soul need this morning? What does it need from me? Is it a meditation? Is it movement? Is it fresh air? Is it some energy? Is it some tapping? Is it stillness? just asking yourself, tuning into yourself, like building that devotion to yourself, that love to yourself, that commitment to yourself, and coming inwards before you start your day will change so much in your life. And choosing to devote that time, choosing to prioritize the relationship with yourself and how you feel on the inside. And what I want you to do right now, if it feels good, and if you can, if you're able to right now, if not, that's fine, come back to it. I want you to write down 10 things, minimum 10 things you can do each day, or just to choose from, like a list of things that you can choose from each day, devote some time to yourself that feel good, that feels good to you. Write that list and see it. And be able to just like witness that you have an abundance of ways that you can commit to yourself that feels good, that feels easy, that feels right, and that you know that is going to support and serve you in your life. And then this kind of takes me on to the second way to build consistent self-devotion and commitment to yourself and your healthy habits, is letting go, is completely removing the belief of not being worthy of dedicating time to yourself. Because I noticed that this was what was really like a pattern that was coming up within my clients and with people that I was speaking to. I also host in-person workshops, and that was something that a lot of the women there were kind of discussing and feeling within themselves. And a lot of those women are actually a bit older, like that older generation, so I wasn't really surprised about that. But a lot of people think that they're not worthy of committing that time to themselves. They should give their time to other things, to other people, to other situations, or to their work. But the thing is, we come into this life so innately worthy. So I want you to just remove the belief and this feeling of unworthiness, and know that in this moment, right now, you are worthy. You are worthy of dedicating time to yourself. You are worthy of devoting time to yourself, whether it be 5 minutes, whether it be 10 minutes, whether it be the full fucking day. You are worthy. You are deserving of devoting time to yourself. And if every single morning when you get up and you do that practice of what does my soul, what does my body, what does my mind need, and asking yourself that, also leaning into this belief of I am worthy of devoting time to myself. I know I am worthy of devoting time to myself, and I know it's going to support me and my family and my relationships and my career and my life by devoting to myself today. Because I know how it feels to have so many things to do and so many responsibilities and so many tasks on the fucking to-do list that we lose sight of our worthiness and the power of taking that time for ourselves. And that's why doing those small acts every day doesn't need to be something big, but those small acts of self-devotion, and knowing that you're worthy of those small acts, even if you have so many other things happening, taking that time to come into yourself every single day will serve those tasks and those responsibilities even more profoundly than you ever would have shown up for them. And number three, so first one was the small acts, starting small. Second one's letting go of the belief of not being worthy, letting go of that feeling of unworthiness, and knowing in this moment right now you're worthy. You're just worthy. That's it. Full stop. You are worthy. And number three is that I personally leaned deeper into the empowering and positive shifts that were being created from devoting this time to myself, and allowed that to drive my commitment. Allowed that to deepen my relationship with this self-devotion, deepen my relationship with connecting with myself and having this relationship with myself, this love for myself, this inner commitment to myself. because I was seeing major shifts within my confidence and within my passion and within my energy and within the opportunities that I was attracting, within the love that I was attracting, the relationships that were attracting, the ideas that were coming through for me, enabled me to commit even deeper to these practices and allow them to become a major part of my day. Now I just have this, like, it's just like a default. It's just like part of my life and part of my days to come inwards and to meditate and to do these practices. It's just like a part of my day now. It's not something I need to fit into my day. It's not something I need to think about or something I need to like strongly prioritize. It's just a part of, like, that's just what's happening. That's just what I love to do. That's just what supports me and showing up in the best way possible for myself and my business and my life and my relationships. So maybe reflecting right now on what has happened or shifted or become possible from committing to yourself and your inner commitment and your self-devotion and your healthy habits in the past and even now, and how can you allow that to inspire you or excite you or enable you to keep going with these habits, keep going with this inner commitment and self-devotion, and know that the more that you connect deeper with yourself, the more that you build a strong, loving, healthy relationship with yourself and your habits and your routines and your practices and your inner commitment, the better your life becomes, the better your relationships grow, the more your confidence grows, the more your worthiness deepens within you, the better or more aligned opportunities that find you because of the energy you're in, because of the alignment within yourself you're in, because of the connection you have with who you truly are within you, because you have released the anxiety, breathed away the stress, devoted that time to come into yourself and align with yourself and your soul and your heart and the frequency of who you truly are. These opportunities find you, these connections find you, these ideas find you, the confidence find you, the love find you, the fulfillment find you, the peace find you, the inner peace find you, the freedom find you, the safety within yourself, the safety within your life, the safety within your career, your business, your relationships find you, because you come into yourself every single day and you create a home within you, a loving home within you that ripples out into every single area of your life because you are committed, you are devoted to yourself. So how can you see the impacts of devoting to yourself and this inner commitment and allow that to drive your commitment further? So that's my three simple ways to build consistent self-devotion and healthy habits, and why that is important, why it is important to do so. So starting small or continuing to just to do it in small chunks. I still do it in small chunks, but I allow those small chunks to kind of grow over time. Or even if I'm having a day that feels overwhelming or I don't have as much time, I just tune into myself and ask what I need and take one small thing, whether it is a meditation and a walk. That's something that I've been doing as well. Like, if I don't have a lot of time to meditate, but I also want to get outside as well, I'll go do a walking meditation. I'll listen to a meditation while I'm walking. Two in one, right? Two in one. So starting small or doing it small and building that up and shifting the belief of you're not worthy of committing to yourself, or you're not worthy of devoting this amount of time to yourself each day, because you are worthy. Everyone's worthy. We are all worthy of committing to ourselves every single day. And we together are shifting and changing this paradigm that we're living in and being the change in this world of what is possible when we choose to devote to ourselves. We all devote to ourselves because we are all innately and inherently worthy of devoting to ourselves and being consistent with the relationship we have with ourselves and reconnecting with ourselves every single day, no matter what. And then the third one was obviously leaning deeper into the positive and empowering shifts that have been created within this committing to myself or committing to yourself, and allowing that to drive the commitment further, allowing that to strengthen that commitment and that relationship you have with coming into yourself every single day, listening to your own needs every single day, devoting time to yourself every single day, no matter what it looks like or what it is to you. So that is my short but sweet burst of value for you guys this week. And I, like I said at the beginning of this episode, this was inspired. This topic was inspired by a new offer that I have created and I'm giving to you guys before I put it out into the entire world. And I'm giving you early discounted access. So if you're listening to this in real time, then you have early access at a very discounted price. But I have created a True Alignment Portal, okay? So True Alignment Portal is not a course or another mindset program. It is a low-cost, high-value, on-demand portal and library to transform the relationship with yourself and your life. So this is a signature shine space that is accessible and fun to commit to yourself, to devote to yourself every single day and your growth with empowering accountability, resources, and support. Okay, so it's a low cost monthly membership created with the intention to support my people, to support you guys in an affordable but transformative way. So for only £13.33, as of now, the price will be going up, you get access to an ever-growing meditation library, EFT tapping library, journal library, workshop library, bonus tools library, one live exclusive monthly group workshop inside the membership, a private membership community support group, and the option to add one monthly 6-minute one-on-one session with Sophie. With me. So this was created with the intention for it to be affordable, you know? So if you want support, if you are having that pressure of time and money holding you back to commit to yourself, if you feel overwhelmed to constantly invest into programs to maintain your growth, or feel overwhelmed by the different resources and tools and practices which spiral you into inaction, or you just seek that support and guidance in an interactive but affordable way, and desire that go-to space, that go-to place that supports you on your healing and growth journey to build sustainable, healthy habits and self-devotion and inner commitment to yourself, then this may be the perfect place for you. The True Alignment Portal. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for you to go check out more information. There is obviously the option, the standard option, which right now is £13.33, but that will be going up very, very shortly. Or you can get the premium access, which is obviously the normal access to the portal, plus your one-on-one session with me, which is £55 right now. And you can lock those prices in right now, and that can be your price, your subscription price for the rest of time. Like I said, the prices may go up, and if you're listening to this not in real time, you can still check out the link. However, the price might be, will probably be up, not to an extreme amount. This portal really has been created intentionally to be accessible and to be affordable, but to support you with the tools and the resources and the support and the spaces that you need to commit to yourself every single day, to devote to yourself at your own time and your own pace, at your own pace. So you have these libraries and you can just tap into it when is best for you. And then we have the one monthly live exclusive workshop that we can all come to a mutual agreement of a time and a date together. So it really does support you. So if you have any other questions, like, feel free to reach out to me. I'm really, really excited about this offer to be able to support more people with where they're at and have this space for you guys that is so affordable, that's so accessible, that but it enables you to have the tools and the resources and the support that we all need and we all want and we all desire in this lifetime. And I'm so excited that I get to be that person to give you it. So hopefully I will see you in the portal. The link is in the show notes to learn a bit more details and choose your payment option and subscribe before the prices go up. However, I will also leave a link in the show notes to my Instagram so that you can reach out and ask any questions that you have around this membership. But that's all for today. I hope that you are inspired to devote more time to yourself, get excited to devote more time to yourself, feel worthy to devote more time to yourself, and hopefully I will see you inside the True Alignment Portal. And if you enjoyed this episode and you resonated with it, you connected with it, and you want to inspire more people as well to devote more time to themselves, I would love for you to screenshot this episode and put it to your story, tag me in it, so we can start this ripple effect of self-devotion and self inner commitment and break the stigma of not feeling worthy to commit to yourself and break the stigma of neglecting yourself, so we can be the change in this world together as a collective, as an empowering collective. Or even if you want to leave a rating or a review on the podcast on Spotify or Apple, that really does help with the growth of the podcast and getting to more people and touching more lives and impacting more lives. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for choosing to take my value, take my inspiration, and take my guidance. But yeah, I'll speak to you all very, very soon. Love you.